I suppose that you have all heard a joke that starts, someone was walking along the beach and found a lamp and rubbed the lamp and a genie appeared and said, you get three wishes. What would you wish for? Let's say you got one wish, only one wish. What would it be? I think there are many wishes that we have, but if we peel them like peeling an onion and get down to the basic one, perhaps a lot of us would wish for happiness. And we would know, at least in some way, in what that happiness consists. And it would probably be to be godlike, to be like God, who is eternally happy, to be powerful like God, to be all-knowing like God, to be in control like God. And so after thinking and analyzing it, we might say, my wish, genie, is that I could be like God. And poof, it happens. And we find ourselves on a windswept hill outside of Jerusalem, hanging from a cross. Not what we bargained for. And yet the mystery is that to be godlike means somehow, in some way, to lay down our desires for power, for invulnerability, and to be what we have been made to be, which is human. Because that is what, in Christ, God has become. For us to be godlike is to say, I will embrace the fact that I don't have everything figured out, that I am not defended from all the bad things that could happen to me or to my family or to my society or world, that I don't have all the answers, that I can be hurt. But that is what God has chosen. And it's what we hear in the hymn from Philippians, that God in Jesus emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, putting others first, and becoming obedient to God's will so that he even died, and therefore was raised up by the Father and given a name above every other name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee bows in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaims to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord. And yet even this risen Lord appears to us marked with the nails. If you think about that, at Easter, when he first appeared to the disciples, it was as a wounded God, inviting us not to be afraid to be wounded in service and love of others. Hopefully we will get our wish if our wish is to become like God. But the cross reminds us that we need to pay the price for that wish. And the price is to stand with Jesus. The price is to let the inevitable pain and suffering of life come into our lives, and not to try to be so invulnerable that nothing can touch us. I hope we get our wish. I hope our wish happens. Suffering will happen, but it can be, when united with Jesus and his suffering, the most godlike thing we can do. And then God has a name for us as well. Not a name that will be above every other name, but we will have truly earned the name of Christian, a follower and disciple of the Lord.